But if I am not my own, on what basis do you demand of me duties to be done? And why do you continue to say, "Glorify God therefore in your body and in your spirit, which are God's"? What then is the meaning of, "You are not your own"? And what is he trying to prove with this? To establish them in a state of safety against sin and against following inappropriate desires of the mind. For indeed we have many improper wants, but we must suppress them because we can. And if we couldn't, advice would be pointless. Notice how he solidifies his stance. For after saying, "You are not your own," he does not add, "but are under coercion." But you were bought with a price. Why do you bring this up? Surely on another basis, one might argue, you should have convinced people, showing that we have a master. But this is common to the Greeks also along with us, while the phrase, "you were bought with a price," is unique to us. For he reminds us of the enormity of the benefit and of the manner of our salvation, indicating that when we were estranged, we were bought, and not simply bought, but with a price.